Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. My name is Luke, and I am your Luke for this podcast. How the devil are you? I'm here to welcome our new theme, Volume 56 of The Other Stories. Volume 56, Jesus. We've done so many now. It's crazy. Volume 56 is Something Left on the Doorstep, and the variety of stories we received for this theme was incredible. From little bits of murderous tech to demon babies, all the way to ghosts, and maybe the most terrifying of all, bills. We got lots of new writers for this theme too. Mike Hargreaves, Denver Grinnell, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Alex Ebenstein, who joins, I wouldn't say regulars, but we've had a fair few stories from these guys now. Vanessa Watson, I think this is the second story. Dan Howard feels, has obviously appeared on the show many times now. And returning narrators, we've got Jasmine Arch, Justin Fife, Erica Ventura, Josh Curran, and Persephone Rose. Editors, has got to give a shout out to Duncan Muggerton and Carl Hughes. We've got a great team here. It's nice to be able to work with so many cool people. If you want to write for the other stories, by the way, we will be posting up some new themes for you to submit to pretty soon, maybe in the next week or two, I imagine. So head over to hawkandcleaver.com/submissions to get the submission details there. There's a form on there that you hit a button and then you fill out your details, hit upload your story, submit. Very easy, very simple to do. And I've even put an email address up there. If you're having any technical issues, you can send them over and we will help you. But yeah, keep your eyes open, keep your ears wide, keep your nostrils dilated for the submissions and the themes that when they come available. You don't just have to write for the other stories to be involved though. You can help vote for the themes for the podcast. We've currently got a theme vote going right now, so head over to facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver and you can vote for your favorite themes from a big list of themes, and in a way you're kind of guiding the direction of the show and the kind of stories that will end up appearing on the podcast feed. Also, just a quick one, every story we produce we put a lot into, but there was one particular story that really took some love and attention. When the writer sent us the story and I read it, my mind exploded, but I loved it and I said, it's impossible to do, we can't do this, surely. So So I sent it to our editors, Carl and Duncan, and they said they loved it, but it's impossible to do, surely. A multiverse-spanning puzzle box of story is just going to be too difficult to make work. But the guys came together, we had a meeting with the writer and the editors, and they worked really hard on it, and I think it came out excellent. Episode 55.4, To Thine Own Self Be True, written by Andy Condrit-Turner, narrated by Persephone Rosen, edited by both Carl and Duncan. It's a jam-packed episode full of other stories, Easter eggs, so if you haven't listened to it, make sure that you do, and you know, keep your ear open, because there's lots of little details in that story that I think if you're an Other Stories regular, you'd be quite pleased to see. In terms of other awesome stuff, we've seen an incredible new wave of patron support recently. It really does mean a lot that people from all over the world are joining in our little endeavour to just make cool stories and put them out in front of an audience every single week. Thanks to this recent uplift in patron support, we're getting to a point where we're going to be able to raise our pay for our stories. So for the narrators, the writers and the editors, we started with the money from our own back pockets, and we're slowly building it more and more. Eventually, my dream is that we would be able to pay people in line with professional rates for stories. A decent pay packet for the writers, for the narrators, and that kind of thing. We're not there yet. We are a very small operation, but with the patron support, we are getting to that level. We are moving towards it. So, like I said, this show just started out as a few friends with an idea, and it's becoming something bigger and cooler than we imagined it would. So thanks to these patrons, sincerely. David Powell, Angela Linville, Georgie Kempthorne, Joshua Beniz, Forrest Percy, and Steve Hauptman. Thank you, along with all of our regular patrons. Thank you so much for helping us. Patronage, by the way, does get you ad-free early access to all of our stories, along with a monthly exclusive bonus episode. This month's was Augmented, written by JT Shields and narrated by Josh Curran. Here's the logline for it. After the loss of a child, Mark and Laura struggle with a new reality, but is it one without their daughter? It's a creepy little sci-fi story, so if you want to hear that, you have to become a patron from as little as $1 a month. It's less than the price of half a cup of coffee. I mean, you could buy, if you were smart, you could go and get some coffee granules, a handful of coffee granules, and you can help support the show. Get exclusive episodes, and also, you know, just be a great... You feel great about yourself. You'll wake up, you'll bounce out of bed, you'll be happier with yourself, and you know, because you're doing a good thing. Or don't, and just continue to listen to the show as normal. We don't want to pressure you. Once again, that's patreon.com/hookandcleaver. Also, over in the Facebook group, Joshua is doing more flash fiction competitions, and we're voting for the next book for the book club. Do another movie night soon. We had an impromptu one fairly recently. Go to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/hookandcleaver, and be sure to join in and hang out. And yeah, just enjoy this new theme. I hope you love it. Until next time.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.